After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome back to Season 3, Episode 11, New Store, New Chapter of Very Cavallari. I am going to be your host, Ebony Chapman, and I have Amir Yah. Oh, I don't know. Did we lose Amir? I think we might have lost Amir, but we have Jane Johnson.
What's up, guys?
Yes, and then we have a Diamond Baker.
Yo.
Okay, good. I was like, did we lose you too? Oh, no. Okay. So good. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see what happened to Amir. But until then, you guys, we have such a great show. The show was so wonderful. We have Kristen opening her new show or new store in Chicago.
I'm here, baby. It's lit.
Yes, we have Brittany. She might be leaving. And then, of course, we have this magical engagement. But before we get into that, you guys, what did you guys think about this overall episode?
Well, I'll start.
It was insane. I can't believe he proposed.
Right?
I know that was
not wrong with my feed.
You guys, I literally cannot hear anything.
Amir, your technical difficulties are literally insane. Huh? Okay, cool. So,
Ebony, pick just tell us who specifically you want to answer a question, and I think that might help us.
Okay, so Diamond, go ahead and tell us what your overall thoughts were.
Okay, so my overall thoughts were I had so much glee, and I was so happy, and all I thought about you the whole time, Ebony, was that he finally got himself engaged to Scoot, which was like, I didn't think it was going to happen. You called it out. You made it, like, I feel like you manifested such a freaking great moment for Scoot. So I did not expect that. I loved it. And yeah, I thought it was a great episode.
Right? I know. I was like so excited. I was like, finally, this whole time we've been waiting. And now they can finally maybe post pictures on Instagram, since I'm sure they were waiting for this episode. Jane, what did you think about the episode?
I thought the episode, you know, it was the finale that we needed with the engagement. You know, we got a kind of a rounded out experience of the store did open in the West Loop. My favorite scene of the episode was the Brittany and Kristen talk, because Kristen's advice was so good. Like, you need to realize what will make you whole. And I started to kind of getting choked up, and I was like, wow, Kristen, like, it's obvious from her journey on Very Cavallari how much she's matured since the Laguna Beach and the Hills days, but just to like really see that come to fruition in this scene even was really great.
Yeah. Amir,
are you okay?
Amir, did you have any thoughts?
A diamond's in the rough.
A diamond fell. I think that my favorite part is Jay's bracelet. So I'm so happy that Jay's, you know, he's so the mastermind behind the business. So it's so nice to see him kind of contributing as far as having a product. So I was really excited about that.
You think Jay's the mastermind behind what business?
I do. Uncommon James. I think that his business acumen and his advice is the reason Kristen is where she is.
Interesting.
Are you guys gonna fight? That.
A diamond does not agrees.
No, no, I love that.
Kristen looks, I mean.
Hey, I like agree, and I love that. And honestly, I didn't see that. So it's a perspective I didn't
think was even possible, because he's been so in the background and so like about his career slash trying to figure out his life without his career, that in the meantime, she's been fully engaged in social media and promoting what she loves best, which is fashion and jewelry. And like, I didn't even think that he had any say or anything. So I love that perspective. I really didn't realize it.
Yeah, I mean, even going off of that,
I think when it comes down to it, like, obviously, I don't think Jay walked up to Kristen one day and was like, hey, you know what? I think you got to get into the necklace thing, you know? Like, I don't think he came up with the idea or anything like that. But
no, he didn't. No,
they have showed like compilations here and there of how like Jay will step in at the perfect time, because Kristen is like so great at all of this and like running a team, but he'll step in at the perfect time to kind of like make a hard conversation or like let her know what needs to happen with certain business aspects that maybe she wasn't thinking of. So I do agree with you in that respect, Amir, that like any good duo, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right. No,
they're
absolutely.
They're definitely a power couple.
Definitely. And Jane, what I meant was not that he kind of started the business. What I meant was like, I think he doesn't care as much about being liked. So he'll like step in and be like, you need to fire so-and-so or have that conversation. But Kristen likes to be liked. So that's kind of what I meant. Yeah.
Which is totally what I was just saying. So we agree as always.
Evan, what's next, baby?
Love it. No, that's so true. I honestly was just going to say the same thing. So Jane, perfect explanation on that, because Jay definitely does step in and he gives a good balance. I want to talk about like the Chicago store. I think that was like a really big deal for Kristen this episode. She talks about it. In fact, she got extremely emotional the entire time that she was doing the opening. I mean, even seeing the line that was like, people were waiting from 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was like, is this on Black Friday or what?
Right. So it was insane.
Crazy. It was crazy that people that were there since like 1 or 2 a.m. It's like, she's more popular than Apple these days.
That's a really good insight.
I mean,
yeah, no, I couldn't agree. I think that's so funny, because I can't imagine any brand that I would want to be waiting till 1, like waiting from 1 a.m. to like whatever time that store opened. No. Like, no, thank you.
Especially
it's
with
crazy.
Online.
Yeah, true. It's an online store.
And it was
store,
like a cold
so
day in
odd.
Chicago, too. It was cold.
They all wore jackets. I was like, where the fuck are they? Sorry, I keep cussing.
They're in the West Loop in Chicago. Very trendy, very cool. A lot of great restaurants there. It's by the Free People store. Super cute. And obviously, we're here right now. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that we're at the Uncommon James West
Loop store. We during COVID.
I'm actually on the red carpet with them right now.
We are, yeah. And a diamond's on the red carpet.
You're like a thruple. It's a thruple.
We make out all the time, thruple,
cute.
Honey.
Love it.
Don't
love
start
it.
Any
I love
Twitter
that
wars.
For you.
Yes. Okay.
Kelly.
That was really hard to do.
You guys, and you know what's so funny? We haven't seen not one peep from Kelly. Speaking of Kelly, we haven't seen. I thought one of my predictions was that we were going to see more of her. They were going to resolve it, but I guess not.
Yeah, seems like it's donezo.
All right. Oh, well, good riddance. Speaking of good riddance, Brittany kind of is having struggles. We saw last episode that she was struggling with removing the tattoo that represented John's band. And which I was, you know, I couldn't believe that she was having, you know, this much of a stressor on like, you know, releasing. Again, we discussed, she didn't give herself much time to grieve that relationship. But we do see that she's kind of questioning a lot of things going on in her life right now, and especially working with Uncommon James. What did you think about that scene, Amir, when she was basically saying that she might want to be leaving? She was questioning. She didn't really have a lot to do with the opening in Chicago, and that gave her some type of feeling. She felt kind of distant. How did you feel? What did you think?
Definitely. When me and Jane were talking off camera, we talked about how like important that scene was, because a lot of times we compare her despair. Like, so she was comparing herself like, oh, Kristen, you're only 2 years older than me and you have everything. And it's like, Kristen's like,
I have my own struggle. Like, stop, like, doing
comparing.
That.
Stop comparing.
I hired you for a reason. Like, yes.
Stop it was comparing. So interesting.
And I hired you for a reason. Like, you have skill. Like,
Amir, you're exactly right. She was comparing herself, and it's hard.
Oh, okay.
It was so hard. It's hard between other people to not compare yourself to someone who's your age or a little younger or slightly older who's seemingly to do so much better. And I agree with you. Like, Brittany completely broke down. She was vulnerable on how she was feeling, but also she's down on herself and like confused on her life. And she was taking the fact that, I mean, she's been working with Kristen for like however long, and now it's coming out that she feels like she is less than. It's mm-hmm. it's there's a lot going on, and when you're in that moment of like loss or confusion, do not compare yourself to mm-hmm. anybody, because mm-hmm. Kristen has had a completely different lifestyle, luck style, like it's completely different. And that's what mm-hmm. she was doing right there. And it just kind of makes people feel way worse. So I agree
right.
with you. That's what she yeah. was doing at that moment, is completely comparing. And like, it's hard not to do, but like, just don't do it. And she fucking dove in and was like, in a comparison pile of ocean.
It's like doomed for her to compare herself to someone. It's doomed for her to compare herself to someone who has been in the public eye since she was, what, 16? Like,
right.
she's
right.
way more famous, obviously. She's able to build a business from that. And mm-hmm. also, for me, in this scene, what bothered me about it was that, like, Brittany came to her to have this discussion in sort of a business setting. And it's confusing because they're, like, friends. And so she's trying to open up to her about how she's feeling, but at the same time, like, if you're going to your boss about these feelings, like, then she's gonna want some sort of an idea of like where you want to go
right.
next. And so like right. if you like, I, you know, I've worked in corporate, and anytime you bring a problem, you have to bring a solution, or yeah. like, mm-hmm. you know. And yep. so she was like, my problem is that I'm comparing myself to you, and I don't know where to go, and I don't know what I want to do, and maybe I've outgrown this. And then Kristen's like, okay, so let me know what you want to do about it, like looking for a solution. And she's like, I just don't know. And it's like, then yeah. don't walk in the door yet. You're not ready.
Don't go to your boss
conversation yet. Yeah.
Right.
And then
right.
it just like didn't end anywhere. And it's like, this is the finale. So it's like, is that the cliffhanger they're leaving us with? It's like, what's Brittany gonna do? It's like,
yeah,
it seems like she might end up getting fired.
Yeah, it seems that way. Like, Jane, I think if she had gone to Kristen and gone, can I be in charge of the fine jewelry department that you're going to do, like, in the future? That would have been dope. Then Kristen's like, all right, you've outgrown this position. Like, why don't you take that over? And
yeah,
you can hire
or like,
your own team.
Yeah, I'm not loving, like, an administrative part, but, like, the creative seems sexy to me.
Yes.
You know, like, just figure out what you want to do, period. And even if it's not like the end goal, because you don't know what the end goal is, like, find what you like within the company, because Kristen's willing right. to put you wherever you want. But just
and also
be like, oh, I don't know. It's like, well, you don't know about anything. You don't know about your man's, you don't know about the tattoo, you
yeah.
don't know about your job. Like, girl, go on a silent meditation retreat so that you have no idea that Corona exists, and figure out your life and then come back.
She is so confused that she doesn't realize the platform she has and the opportunity
right.
she has with Kristen right. in particular. Like, I agree with you exactly. I was just talking to my friends about that. I'm like, you're complaining about something, but you're not having a solution.
Mm.
Yeah. If you don't want to work in that department, say, how else can I help? She was like saying, like, I feel like there's so many things happening. Like, I don't know where I fit in. I don't know how this or that. It's like, if you feel like that and you have this platform, just mm-hmm. think a little bit harder and say, how can I be useful in this new realm where I'm no longer, my position is no longer greatly needed. How do I fit in, and how can I be like purposeful? Like, how can I bring,
right.
you know, like, just ask, be like, I'm feeling a little insecure. I feel like my purpose is to be with your company, tell me, how can I be more involved? Because I have loyalty to you and I love your company. I love what you're about. Like, just make yourself more vulnerable and open to what you have. Like, she's sitting on a gold mine. She has a fucking reality show. She's with Uncommon Jane.
Yep.
She's with freaking Kristen Cavallari. Like, who is the bombest chick out of all those chicks? Like, like, do not.
No, you're absolutely right.
Relationships, yeah. And like, weird absolutely. Stuff.
Take a diamond. Speaking of baddest chicks in the industry, we are the ESPN of TV talk. You're here with AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for being here with us during Corona. We are bringing you everything you need. We're bringing you all the viral videos, and we're giving you life. And we really appreciate it. Please go give us 5 stars in the Apple Podcast. Go comment. We love a good comment in our YouTube section, and we love you all.
Yeah. So even picking back up to where we were talking about, in fairness with Brittany, I do have to say that it is honorable and admirable the fact that she is taking a moment to step back and reflect on the things that she wants in life. I think for the most part, Brittany is kind of like, she's a go-getter. She likes to move fast. She falls in love fast. You know, she put all her hard work into Uncommon James, but at the end of the day, no one wants to feel like they're stuck at a job where they feel like there's no growth or movement for them. Or, you know, I think in the comparison realm, it's just more or less like Kristen is owning a business. So it's like, maybe she doesn't have to clock in 9 to 5. She's at her business, I'm sure, but it's like, you're, as an entrepreneur, you have a little bit more freedom. And so Brittany, you know, she has, you're kind of like, okay, you come in, you're 9 to 5, and you're working for somebody else. You're working for someone else's dream, someone else's ideas. And so I think, in that aspect, it's almost like, okay, well, like, what do I want in life? How do I feel? So I think it's a great idea for her to like take a step back. I think it's a great idea for anyone in any type of position to take a step back and really analyze where they're at in life. And I think this is like a perfect time for her to do so.
Yeah. I agree with that. So do it, Brittany. So actually look at it. Analyze.
And yeah. I agree with you, Ebony. Sometimes people don't necessarily know what is the next step. And sometimes people are more vulnerable and verbal. And so they just want to communicate with their friends or say their boss, as Kristen Cavallari. They just want to let them know like where they are in that moment, because they don't really have somebody to count on. And so they need just to speak and just to like vent and just to like somebody to hear them out. And I think she feels Kristen is that person. But I agree, the environment may not have been right. They were kind of in the office situation. Like, it seemed very professional. And
yeah.
Brittany was going in with more of like a personal, like existential query that
well said.
You know what I mean? And so I agree, like, you know your audience. There's a time and a place, and also have people around you who support you. And I think Brittany kind of got herself in a weird place. But I'm glad that she was vulnerable. I'm happy that she was able to express that. And it's good to always think, how can I better myself? And I think that she's in that place, but she doesn't quite know the answers, and you don't have to know the answers, but it was a weird time and like location to like bring it up. So maybe that's where we're feeling that like, you should have come with solutions. You should have kind of had some ideas, especially when you're coming to Kristen, who's an entrepreneur and who has this like empire. So I think she just came in at a weird time. And I think we're all adjusting to understand her a little bit, you know, but I think I'm happy that she was vulnerable. And I'm telling you, I don't know what the hell I'm doing from day in and day out. And it's good to talk about that. And I'm happy she did, but it's good to come with some solutions or some sort of like motivation to help in ways that you've never expected, and just kind of put yourself out there in a way that you're purposeful, and maybe you find yourself through doing other tasks or job titles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, you guys, let's not miss the fact that the big announcement was made this episode, which was the engagement. I love the fact, what do you guys, I thought it was so funny that Scoot was like, I think I'm going to go visit my family this weekend. Peace out. See you later. And like, little did he know, Justin is legit planning this entire amazing proposal for him. What do you guys think about that? Like the planning of the engagement? Like, did he do a good job? Did you think he could have done it more, better? Did you like it?
I loved it. I think he did a great job. But I mean, I also feel like, is it me or has Scoot been self-quarantined from the beginning of this season? He's like always home. He's always cleaning, spring cleaning the closet. So I was happy to see him get out. And I was hoping for like a public proposal. And then it was just in the house again. I was like,
I know, which is why, like,
the house?
Yeah, I would have loved for it to be a little bit more creative, but for Scoot, it was perfect. He was like, yeah, it was in my living room. I didn't have to leave.
So he was really into it, and he was cute. He got so emotional, and his brother just gets hotter. So I just followed Aaron Rhodes, so I'm very excited.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jane.
Like, what did you guys think about Scoot's ring? Because even though this happened last episode, I thought it was going to be a little bit more blingy instead of plain gold band. I don't know. What'd you guys think?
I thought it was going to be an Uncommon James product plug.
Well, that's what she said. She will design Justin's ring. She said that.
Okay, good. Okay.
I mean, when you kind of act like somebody who is just wanting to be married, to have a stable home, and like that's your MO, I'm talking about Scoot, then I really don't think that you are trying to have this big blingy ring. And I think that maybe, you know, Justin knew that, and he just was like gonna give him what exactly he felt like he wanted, and he's not gonna make it a big deal. And so he kind of like played off his level of just wanting to be that person. I air quoted nothing, but like.
I'm Maria Menounos.
Sorry, I just lost you guys. Did you hear any of that? Sorry,
yeah, no, we heard you. We heard you.
Yeah, I think it was a great engagement. Like, bottom line, I think it was great, even if it was in the home or in the Eiffel Tower, in the woods, because.
in the woods? She's savage.
I'm projecting my own wishes of engagement. But, you know, he was happy and he cried. And I think anything would have been fine. He just needed that commitment. You know, he needed that traditional commitment, those words, that symbolism of a ring. Like, it didn't matter if it had jewels. It doesn't matter if he bought a house in Nashville. Like, he just wanted that commitment.
He just wants like that suburban life. But I wish they at least brought the Italian butcher with like a nice rack of lamb dancing around
the
kitchen.
Butcher,
I love the butcher.
Dead right now.
Yeah, Jane. Well, that's Hannah. She stressed me out.
No, oh my God. What a dark joke during the corona time. But what surprised me about the engagement was, well, I guess it didn't, because I've been watching a lot of engagement videos recently because I've been sad. And and he was so shocked by the engagement. Like, he didn't say yes for a while. And then Justin just, like, put the ring on Scoot. And then he was like, yes, like, later. You know, he was in shock for so long, which I just found to be funny because, like, he's been wanting this for so long. And then he was so shocked he, like, couldn't get the yes out.
I think he was going to leave. I think not leave, but I think he was ready to give Justin an ultimatum, which is why he was so shocked. Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, two episodes ago, I'm like, he's going to give him the ultimatum where he may move out and, like, Justin has to then really put in the fucking work. Sorry. And it didn't happen. Thank God.
Diamond doesn't cost more. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I was not breastfed. But you know what I mean. Like,
what is happening?
But you guys. Okay, but I love the fact that Kristen and Jess and like and Jay and everyone was able to like watch the engagement. I would hope for like my best friends that I would be able to like witness what like special moment that was. What did you guys think about like that? Like, would you be into like being in on a plan of like an engagement? Would you want to be there, or would you like be like not really care, just watch on Instagram?
Yes, no, I would want to be there.
Yeah, go ahead, Jane.
Sorry. No, I was okay. This might be a little bit catty, but like, I feel like anytime I've ever seen that the friends are involved in the engagement, it's like a big party afterwards with like a lot of people. And this was what, like three extra people. I'm like, I feel like you need to go like all or nothing. But in times of Corona, I guess you could only have 10.
Well, they also live in a completely different state from their hometown. And honestly, I'm going to say Justin probably didn't put a lot of effort into the engagement itself, you know, and which is fine because you can see people put a lot of effort into the engagement, the actual wedding, and then they're divorced 2 years later. Like,
right.
So that doesn't, that's not telling of the duration of the relationship, but I think it was like for Justin, he felt a little crunched in time and he wanted to make it happen. And so he did it on the fly in order to appease and also keep the person he loves and also grow a little while also not having too many commitment issues. I think he did the best that he could. And with that, there wasn't enough of an audience or enough time to get an audience or, you know, planning.
But
or,
I mean, think yeah. about it like this, like they already have such a small group of people and friends as is. I don't feel like we've seen Kristen's friends that you can count them on like two hands, which is wonderful. Like you don't need a whole lot of people to like make something special. I mean, I think Scoot really just cared about his brother being there. I'm sure he would have looked bomb to be there. And then it was like Kristen and Jay. Like, I think that was like enough. Mm. I don't think that they care to have enough. I mean, I think to, you know, to make it special, it's almost like less is more, you know?
Totally. Yeah, and it's what Scoot would want.
My point is, like, then just have the night to yourselves with the engagement. Enjoy it. Have a little sexy time. Have, like, the greatest night of your life. And then the next day, go to brunch or something. Or, like, FaceTime.
Like, just the two? Like, just the two?
It, you know? Yeah, with just the two of them. Or be in an
environment. No, because then that doesn't mean anything. You don't have witnesses. You have to have witnesses, and I know Scoot.
No, that's for a wedding, a diamond. That's not for an engagement. An engagement doesn't require a witness.
No,
you need an outside.
Listen, you would want, if you really love somebody, you would want other people around so that the person you love shows to everybody screaming from the rooftop.
Oh, got
it. You know that. You know what I mean? Like,
got it. That makes sense. But then Scoot like fell over and knocked over a plant. I don't know. He got really overwhelmed. Cause you know, when you want something really bad and then you get it, you're like, that was it. Like, I think he was kind of like so overwhelmed by the process that it just like really got to it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's better. There wasn't a big party.
I've ruined so many things because I'm nervous or not paying attention. Yes.
Oh, a diamond. I'm sure you're great. But I have a question. Do you guys think they're going to be, are they married yet? Do we know? Like, or is this going to be like a 6-year engagement?
Good question. Right? 5 years to get engaged, 6-year engagement.
That's the prediction.
Well, now diamond's predictions are all lit.
Let's talk
that
about
was
prediction.
Yours. That was a good one.
Let's talk
about
6-year engagement. A diamond, go. What's your prediction for next season?
Oh man, pick me next.
Okay, Jane.
Okay, I would love, I don't know if this is necessarily a prediction, but I would just love for there to be more drama, more fun in next season. So whatever that needs to be, I would love if, like, you know, Jay starts spicing things up and like playing pranks on people, or they bring back the workers and they start having them throw some drama. Like, if there's the next season, I need things to get spicy and heated and fun and, like, you know, just make shit up. Like, I don't care. Just make it up. We need some hot storylines. That's, I hope that's my prediction. I'm trying to manifest it now.
Okay, so Jane, I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit. Like, when Jay and Kristen were having their little conversation on the couch, and he's like, I'm going to produce it, or I did produce it. And she's like, no, you didn't. Like, I feel like that was a super honest moment. And I really think that Jay is going to start stepping up more and kind of taking, like, not responsibility, but, like, ownership of pieces of what Kristen has been doing. And I think there might be some like fire around that or issue around that that might spark him to do some things within Uncommon James or do something with his own company or like something in that realm. Because he's now in the show. He's no longer doing football. He's like, I think, growing in this like reality TV aspect. And I think he's going to start to form his own thing, trying from her company. If like, it's going to be a weird, fiery like thing between the two of them, like him showing him, proving himself, like him making his own company and her like dealing with that and feeling territorial or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. And they did say that he was looking into doing some hosting stuff. And I know in the past they've had some struggles, like you were kind of alluding to, of like butting heads over careers. So it'll be interesting because Kristen already does some hosting stuff. And then if he's doing hosting stuff, so, but that will be fun, entertaining stuff because I love to see, you know, new storylines, people killing it, and plus some drama that might come of it. Or I took that scene originally as just some playful energy of him being like, I did this, and her being like, no, you didn't. And I thought that was one of the more like fun, raw moments. Like, I think if they're just bringing more playful, comedic energy in, that'll be fun. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just watching a long infomercial, which is kind of hard.
Yeah. I predict that we're going to see more of the Hills girls. So like maybe Heidi and Audrina, seeing them kind of pull into the show a little bit more. I would love to see that. And I'm not sure how I feel about Kelly at this moment. I think maybe we can write her off. Yeah. I don't know. I think we're done with Kelly. I think
I think
she's now ruined her chances on getting back into the Cavallari circle.
Yeah, she's out. I think that my prediction is that Jay's going to get, like, because Chewy's been on the show a little bit, but I think Jay's going to meet someone, whether he's producing or doing hosting gigs, and they're going to become really tight, and then that guy's going to come into the circle and maybe date, like, Beej or, like, somehow get in there.
So he'll be part of the Cavalier. Yes, that is a hot prediction.
Thank you. We need a little drama.
Standing season 4 if somebody... Yes.
Date who? We need it. Date who?
Beej, like, you know her best friend, Beej?
The one with the 20.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need a hot a diamond disagree to come in and, like, stir stuff up and them to do fun guy stuff and just, like, wreak havoc a little bit.
Yes.
I love all of our predictions. I think they were amazing and great. You guys, this has been, like, a crazy season. Thank you guys, like everyone who's been watching. We've gotten a few new panelists and we switched it up, but we always are here for you every single week. We've had the best time kind of, you know, hosting with all of you. Yeah. Diamond, I mean, you can give us some final remarks and then tell us where we can find you on Instagram and then we'll go around.
Yes, you know, you guys, not only do we love to comment, we love to watch all the shows we possibly can, and we do it for you guys. So like, share, subscribe, comment, give us your feedback, because we're here for you. We love doing what we're doing, so please just like partake in the fun. If you want to find me, I'm on Instagram and Twitter at not your type, not_yur_type. That's me.
There we go. Amir?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really fun season. Obviously, Italy was so fun to watch. Massimo Dutti. We had a great time in Italy. It was so fun. And Kristen's outfit. A diamond. Too soon, girl. Too soon. Kristen's outfits have been killer all season. So I can't wait for season 4 of Fashion. It's going to be fabulous. And you can find me at Amir Yass, YASS_ on Instagram. And then if you want a daily TikTok during this quarantine, follow me at Amir Yass, _.
Yeah. Perfect. Jane, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling good, baby. Feeling great. Quarantine can't get me down. this was a very fun season. Love Kristen's fashion. It's been fun to be here with you guys. I joined in like in the middle and we've been having a good time. So yeah, I'm Jane Johnson. You can find me at Instagram at Jane Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N underscore, same for TikTok. And then Twitter, it's the same thing, but without the underscore, because I got there earlier.
Y'all went on TikTok? Damn.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah, baby, we're hitting up TikTok.
Gotta get on that, a diamond.
Another app.
This has been such a fun time. I really appreciate everyone. I've had the best co-host. Thank you guys so much. My name is Ebony
Chapman.
Thank
you.
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at EbonyChapman12. And hopefully we'll be seeing you all next season.
Yes.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.